This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it. Grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk. Because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear, has eaten all winter long.
Good evening, you're listening to Joy 94.9. This is the Grumpy Gaze here at 11 o'clock on your Tuesday night. I'm joined here tonight again, well, not joined here tonight, we're still in isolation, but I am here with my co-host Helen. And as usual, the angry gay man seems to have popped up again, this time yet again at my place.
It's true, I'm here. I wanted to see real people, Matt, and even you, but... So I went for a rummage through my kitchen cupboards and I went past the Pyrex and I found a fish mould. And so this salmon mousse is yours to enjoy.
Oh, 70s cuisine prevails yet again. Yes, well, welcome all. So how was your week, Helen?
Oh, my week was fine, to be honest, Matt. You know, a little bit of excitement here and there when I discovered that, joyfully, I have yet another month in self-isolation. I couldn't be happier.
Oh, really? See, mine was the usual litany of lethargy. And I've got to say, I'm the opposite. I found out this week, as you did, that my company is now asking everybody to work from home until the end of June. When are the lambs going to stop crying, Helen? Welcome to tonight's show, where tonight we are recognising and celebrating one third of our team.
Woohoo!
Add all the effort and contribution. How do you know it's you yet, Helen? Calm down.
It sure is a hell ain't dug in his kitty litter.
No.
Well, you're getting a bit ahead of yourself. No, actually, it is you, Helen. We are going to recognise all the effort and contribution you have made to our wonderful show for the past 20-something weeks. Feels like longer, I know. So big up to you, Helen. We are dedicating tonight to all things lesbian. And we also feel a little bit sort of conscious of the fact that it's always two against one with you, Helen. So tonight's your night to shine.
It is.
Absolutely. It's an ode to sapphic love. And as there has been a bit of high-profile lesbianism going on this week with the Netflix release of Hannah Gatsby's new show, Douglas, is that an entire show written about the AGM? Are you feeling used, Doug?
Well, it could be worse. She could have used Doug to write Nanette.
Oh no, absolutely not. I am such a massive fan, and as much as I would love to think that this new show was indeed named after and in honour of me, it is not. It is in fact named after her dog and something else I won't share because that could constitute a spoiler. But do watch it because it is, as expected, exceptionally good. Very, 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 very good. She is quite an extraordinary woman.
Can't say I have watched any of Hannah Gatsby's programs, but
really?
Let's face it, I'm a bad lesbian. I'm probably along the Kitty Flanagan lines. I'm a lesbian from the waist up.
Oh, your poor wife.
It's not called married.
It's called lesbian bed death.
Oh, no.
Anyway, coming up on tonight's show,
we've got Melbourne We Need to Talk. And this is an interesting one because I'm taking the mantle tonight, Matt, and I'm going to be doing something a little bit different and applauding Miss Melbourne.
Oh, God. You're going against the very nature of the segment, but that's fine. I'll allow that.
Then we've got joyful be joyful gays in a moment.
I know. God. We've got a new segment tonight. It's called the Sapphic Survey. Doug, we're going to be tested on our knowledge of all things lesbian. I'm actually dreading this, but anyway.
And we've got room 666, and tonight it's internet shopping. Mm. I have a feeling that Matt and Doug may have been making some purchases late at night.
Yes, well.
No comment.
Absolutely. We've also got Idiot of the Week. We don't talk about a vegan jogger this week.
Oh, now look, can I just ask, given this show is of this particular theme, is this elusive vegan jogger you speak of, could she actually be a lesbian?
Well, you're going to have to listen to our segment later on to find out. Oh. I bet you can't wait for that.
And apparently the AGM has come out of our post-COVID lockdown and conducted a community survey.
A very, very upsetting one.
Oh, dear.
And, of course, our Grumpy Gay music theme of the week is none other than Lady Love.
And this is yours this week. It's your time to shine, Helen. My gayer than gay music theme choices have often left you completely baffled. I mean, high energy are two words that don't really come naturally to you. therefore, it's your turn to leave us wondering what the hell we've just listened to.
Absolutely. But I'm going to ease you into the music theme of the week, my little gay co-hosts, and we're going to kick off with Katy Perry and I Kissed a Girl. Welcome back. You're with the Grumpy Gays Plus One on Joy 94.9. So there you go. We've kicked off our Ode to Sapphic Love with the lovely I Kissed a Girl. What do you think, boys?
Fabulous.
Yeah, but you got a bit lesbian light there, don't you reckon? I feel like you're easing our passage, Helen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you kissed a girl, Matt?
Yes, many years ago when I was drunk, I think. It was a bit like eating a marshmallow. It was all very sort of soft.
Did you like it?
It was all right, yeah.
What about you, Doug?
No, seriously, no one could take that seriously. I mean, I honestly can say that I'm a bit of a thoroughbred in that department. No, I never have.
Well, it was ever since his dance performance to Knock on Wood at Bundoora. No girl would approach him after that.
No girl. They all knew the writing on the wall. Trust me, Knocking on Wood.
So is Doug a gold star gay?
Well, yes.
Our city, with its special landmarks, its certain style, the Melbourne we love. It's lively, it's vibrant, and it's growing fast.
As I said earlier, Matt and Doug, this week's Melbourne We Need to Talk is up to me. I've taken the reins from Matt, and
I can't be trusted to be nice.
This is true.
Yeah. Very true.
I've been thinking about this week, and I'm putting forward a hypothesis, so to speak.
Okay.
And that is Melbourne a lesbian and Sydney a gay man?
Well, you know, we do refer to Melbourne as Miss Melbourne.
Exactly.
Maybe we should call Ms. MS.
Ooh,
Ms. Possibly. Melbourne.
So bear with me for a little bit here. Miss Melbourne or Ms. Melbourne, with your deliciously bootylicious coastline.
Say that again and have another drink, Ellen.
Thank you. With your deliciously bootylicious coastline through to your heaving peaks of the cityscape.
Oh, God. Calm down.
How I lady love thee. Now, in honour of our ode to sensual sapphicness, I have decided to lay claim to the luscious Ms. Melbourne and crown her lesbian to Sydney's gay man.
Okay.
Now, bear with me here, and by bear, Doug, I'm not referring to your recent foray into the Grizzly Adams world of hairiness and chub on scruff.
The amount of time he spends combing that bloody beard.
I said I grew it to stop all the hassle of shaving. It's actually a lot worse.
Honestly, I think it's his idea of having a pet. It's the next best thing to ice.
It's something else to rub.
I believe Miss Melbourne has all the wonderful warm qualities of a lovely, luscious lesbian when compared to Sydney's more flamboyant and boisterous bad gay boy self.
Oh, but see, the way you're describing it there, it's making Sydney sound quite attractive to me. And that doesn't sit well with me. But anyway, continue.
Starting with her homely yet worldly culture, no doubt acquired from her extensive backpacking days in search of inner peace and understanding.
Namaste.
To her eclectic and sometimes folksy summer festival scene, Melbourne is the perfect balance of a day out and an evening in. Now let's compare this to our gay male Sydney counterpart.
Right. So are you saying that Melbourne is the perfect night in, basically a curry in bed by nine?
Exactly.
Oh.
I don't know. This is contentious. This is contentious.
Now, the thing about you doing this segment this week, Helen, I mean, given we have this extraordinary acronym of LGBT, I think you've moved towards, and if you're doing this comparison between the L and the G, being lesbian and gay, and I think you've morphed into being a B, and that means that you're from Brisbane, so I'm not even shocked. Which is the truth, is it not?
Well, it is, but I feel that I have become Melbourne.
Fair enough. And what are you saying, Doug? You're saying the River City swings both ways.
The jury's out.
Borders are shut, borders are open. I don't know.
Focus, you two, focus. Now, let's workshop this, people. Let's look at our gay male Sydney counterpart. He's all about the party, the party, party, party.
Well, yeah, but then if you can find a venue that's open,
you can now. So, I mean, I'm wondering, I'm wondering, during that rather upsetting period of Sydney not being able to sort of have any sort of entertainment beyond 9:30, did they lose?
Did Sydney become a lesbian?
Yes.
No, I think he became a gay man in lockdown.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do you not agree with this analogy? Do you not hold Miss Melbourne up as a beautiful, you know, icon of sapphicness?
Well, look, I know this city like the back of my hand, and I love her dearly. And I think one thing that you'll find when we come on to our next segment, the Sapphic Survey, is that I don't know a hell of a lot about lesbians, right? I'll give it a red hot go, but I don't know a hell of a lot. So I can't necessarily... Melbourne's all about the culture, it's all about the craft, it's all about the substance.
The macrame.
Yes.
Sydney's your gay man, go out, party, you know, have a good time, spread your love around. Whereas Melbourne's more like that enveloping hug, that welcome home, you belong. You're part of us.
Yes.
I mean, unlike you two, though, I do actually live on the lesbian side of town because I'm not far from the areas of Northcote and Fitzroy. And I see more of this goings on than you do.
There's a lesbian side of town?
There is a lesbian side of town, Helen, and you're not on it.
Oh, I'm a bad lesbian.
I once heard Sydney described as Australia's big swinging dick. And that, to me, sums it all up, really, if you're talking about... Because let's face it, gay men, that's all we really care about, really, isn't it?
When's the flight starting again?
Why? Fancy bit of big swinging dick, do you?
I'm lonely.
Okay, this is the Ode to Sapphic Love edition, you two.
So what would you say Melbourne is, then? Well, it's right down near the map of Tassie, and it's... It's sort of a warm embrace, a warm bosom.
Exactly, exactly. Right. I am giving Miss Melbourne the two lesbian thumbs up. I salute you, Miss Melbourne.
Is that the lesbian salute? Two thumbs up. yeah, look, I do tend to agree with you on this. It does have a lot of those qualities. I would say that as a city, it is probably far more attractive to a lesbian visitor than Sydney's, although Sydney does have all that sort of LGBTI plus festival atmosphere, event capital thing going on. But I think on a day-to-day basis, yes, there's probably a lot more interest down here. Although the one thing I will say that is a counter-argument to this, Victoria didn't believe lesbians existed, as in Queen Victoria.
She did not.
No.
There was actually good historical reference there, Matthew. There was
I'm not a pretty face, Doug.
What a gorgeous face for radio.
Yeah, and you got a voice for mime.
You have made a very, very interesting historical reference there because there was historically no law against lesbianism because Queen Victoria didn't believe that women were capable of such a thing.
Well, I think the, you know, Queen Victoria would be rolling in her grave because I'm giving Miss Melbourne an A++++ this week. She is the lesbian of Australia.
Which no doubt was your report card in year 9.
Absolutely.
Can you give us one of your report card comments? A plus student. Helen has excelled on all levels.
As does Ms. Melbourne.
Yes. Coming up, stick with us. We have a new segment. Very exciting. It's called the Sapphic Survey. You're listening to Joy 94.9. What's up next, Helen?
Oh, well, this is a good one. Indigo Girls with Galileo.
Galileo's head was on the block. The crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation,
over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. And then I think about my fear of motion, which I never could explain. Years ago, must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. I'm not making a joke.
For listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.